Over 100 people gathered at Belfont's Lambert Hall last night for a special meeting of the Belfont Borough Council. The sole item on the agenda was a vote for approval to demolish the Garmin Theater, which would allow a State College developer to tear down the Garmin to build workforce housing.
It's not about a piece of real estate. It's about the heart and soul of this town.
Jack LaFond, who owns a bed and breakfast in Belfont, was just one of over 24 people who spoke out in support of the Belfont Historical and Cultural Association, the group that's been campaigning to save the theater and turn it into a regional arts center. Councilmember Gay Dunn motioned to table the vote to allow for further discussion after hearing the public comments, but her motion failed, 4-5.
Majority of the people I have spoken to aren't in favor of saving the Garmin.
That's Borough Councilmember Vanna Dainty, who was one of the five who cast a majority vote in favor of approving demolition. Four voted against the motion. The Belfont Historical and Cultural Association has filed a notice of appeal in the Commonwealth Court, but last night's vote is the final step needed for the developer to begin demolition of the Garmin Theater. I'm Kate Lauschafner, WPSU.